Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Owen Bradley with former Derby County captain Sean Barker alongside. Derby County's fate no longer in their own hands this season. After a goalless draw at Wickham tonight, Derby had chances in the first half, a glorious chance early on, but no breakthrough for the Rams. It's another point on the board, but not enough to keep their destiny in their own control with three games to go. We'll bring your reaction from Adams Park shortly. You'll hear from the manager, Paul Warne. We'll start, as always, with Barks. Funny game tonight. If Derby score 7 minutes in, it's very different, but they didn't. They end up with a solitary shot on goal, which didn't really test the goalkeeper, and disappointing all round.
It was. You look back at that first half, and there was enough clear-cut chances to be leading and leading comfortably. The second half penned out that we didn't test the goalkeeper. We didn't have the same chances, and Wickham probably were the better team in that second half. So you get to this stage of the season, every single detail matter, every opportunity you have to take. And unfortunately, in that final third, when opportunities arose, the quality was lacking, the detail was lacking. And if you don't test the goalkeeper over 90 minutes of football, you know you're not going to win the game. So it's the simple things. But I said before the game there was going to be a slip up at some point. I felt there would be. You just would have liked it to maybe have come in the second to last game, the last game, and hoping that that pressure has been built for the likes of Peter and Bolton. But we've slipped up away at Wickham. I don't think many people expected it, but those that have been in the game know it's not an easy match.
Just to give you a sense of how things stand after tonight, Derby still second in the table, but now 2 points above Bolton. They have a game in hand, and just 6 points above Peterborough, who have two games in hand. This looks as though it will go right down to the wire, to the final day of the season. Lots more to come from Barks. Let's bring you some reaction from Adams Park. First, here's the Derby boss, Paul Warne.
Frustrating, really. I thought we had some really good chances first half that we didn't take, and then obviously the longer the game goes on, you get more frustrated, which we obviously we did, and you've got to try and calm the lads down at half time and ask them to play with a bit more calm. And then second half we didn't really create enough chances. We had enough corners and free kicks and crosses into the box, but it just didn't fall to us, and sometimes it's like that. The only problem is obviously the importance of trying to win every game, but we have to try and bounce back on Saturday. So a few of our lads weren't on song, that's probably the best way to put it, but then sometimes they're that keen to try and do something to help us win the game. They make bad decisions, and that's, you've got to try and take off the players. You've got to try and take that pressure off them and just let them play the way they have been. So, yes, I'm disappointed that we only got a point. However, at the end of the season, it could be a good point, because late on they could have scored and we come away with nothing.
I suppose that's the key, really. You have to see it as this could be a really big point in the long run, because you'll know from your experience of getting out of this division the three times before, things fluctuate and change so much at this time of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be surprised if anyone in the top six wins their last four or five games. It doesn't mean that we're not all trying to, but the pressure's no different on us than it is on, Portsmouth, Bolton, Peterborough. And you just have to see the results of recent weeks of different teams dropping points. So it's not like it might be a good point. I mean, I'm disappointed we haven't got three. If we'd have took a chance early on, it might have been handsome, but that's sometimes how it is. If we'd have played this game in October, November, came here and got a 0-0, that would be disappointing we hadn't won, but it wouldn't feel the end of the earth. And it isn't the end of the earth. It's like we haven't picked up any injuries. We've got Tom through okay. Hopefully we'll have Birdie on the grass this week as well. And we go again at the weekend and we have like three opportunities. So, so it's just disappointing we didn't take our chances. And then the worry for me is that you've just got to try and keep the group together and calm, because at the end we're making rash decisions to try and win it and you could end up losing it. So I understand why, because the lads are so keen for success, but sometimes you just got to breathe and calm and go, right, it's not our night tonight. We'll take the point, played a quick free kick in the last minute. It's like, oh my days. Take the point and go Saturday and hopefully get the fans behind us on Saturday with flags, and then put on a performance that can hopefully give us an opportunity to win. And that's all we'll have to do.
We've spoken so many times this season about not getting carried away when you win and not getting too downbeat when things don't go your way. I suppose this is the time when it really needs to sort of come into play. And I suppose you'll just keep reinforcing that message to the players. Just stay calm. I know you said that in the previous answer.
Yeah, you've got to really. I mean, look, I think prior to tonight, we played 42 games. What would we won? 25, is that right?
24, 25.
25, right. So, I mean, in fairness, to win the last four is what you're going for. But, you know, we haven't, not many teams will win the last four. And on paper, maybe this was the trickiest fixture of the four left. But every game is difficult. No team, they're not like I said to the lads before, and they're not like teddy bears waiting to be, you know, their belly rubbed. They're not going to try. They've got, you know, they're playing for contracts, they're playing for things. These are good athletes, he's a good football team, well coached. It's a difficult place to come. I've never had a great deal of success here, but it's about now, you know, refreshing the lads, showing them, you know, some of the bad decisions we possibly made tonight on the ball, which we did make a few. And then, like I said, go again Saturday. It's no drama. And like I said, that point tonight might be the point that gets us in there, or it might not. There's nothing you can do now. The game's gone. You just look forward to the next one and hopefully put it right then.
You mentioned Tom Barkhuizen coming back into the squad. Great to see him there. No Joe Ward tonight. How's he?
His knee's still swollen. I think we've missed him tonight, to be honest. His knee's still swollen. Whether he'll be okay for the weekend, I honestly don't know yet. But he was still sore and it's still quite swollen. So maybe this weekend's too quick. I know Birdie's back on the grass. Whether he'll be available for the squad, I don't know. But Tom's back a little bit earlier. It was more of a risk than we'd probably take with most players, but we are at that time of the season now, really. So it's good to get him back on the grass, although, in fairness, he weren't really involved, was he? So, which is disappointing. But I thought, like, going back to the actual game, I thought there was some good performances. Like, Nels was good. Cash was good again. Tomo came on and gave us a bit of energy. Corey picked a few passes out, but unfortunately we didn't do enough to win the game. Appreciate everyone who stayed and clapped the fans. And it's like I said to the lads after the game, like, it's not going to be four games where people are throwing rose petals at your feet going, you know, you're a Roman emperor and you're coming back to Rome and you've conquered. Everything's a challenge. Everything's a battle. Everyone wants to, you know, try and stop you. So your performance levels have to be right up there if you're going to win a game of football, and we need to win another three.
Quick turnaround then before you played Leighton Orient at the weekend, but you mentioned there, just get yourselves going again and get the flags out and let's see what we can do at the weekend.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, we don't know that, you know, like I said loads of times, we might only need to win one game. But all we can do is always set up to try and win, hope the lads are bang on the money, so to speak, and a couple weren't tonight, really, and put a performance in to help us win a game. And we don't know that two wins might be enough, one win, no one knows, because we don't know what the other teams are going to do. But it's more disappointing because it's come out of our hands a little bit, and that's crucial. And so it feels like we've let one go tonight, which is disappointing.
That's Derby boss Paul Ward. More reaction to come from Adams Park. Lots to pick through, Sean. I mean, it's pretty clear that Paul Ward feels Derby will have to win all three of their final remaining games to stand any chance of being in the mix at the end of the season. An odd game, as I mentioned at the top of the show, in the sense that if Derby take a chance 7 minutes in, it's maybe very different. And although they didn't have a shot on target, they did create chances tonight. The issue was not taking them.
Yeah, I don't think it's a highlight just for Corey Blackett Taylor's miss after 7 minutes. Mendes Lang was through on a 1v1. There's a chance for Washington in around the box. So throughout the whole night, that final third, the quality that was needed was nowhere near up to scratch. And again, there was opportunities that presented themselves, even in the second half when Mendes Lang and Wilson cut in from that right-hand side onto the lesser left foot, hit the target, try and test the goalkeeper, see what happens, see if it'll go through legs. But it was almost like we're trying to get this perfect top corner goal. And it's at that stage of the season, when you're not firing on all cylinders, just try and hit the target. The crosses from wide were disappointing from me, because again, trying to do the front post crosses rather than just hanging it up to the far post and allowing someone to have a chance to be a nuisance of themselves. So the detail wasn't there. The quality wasn't there. As Paul mentioned there, that there was too many players below par. But it's going to be so important that he remains calm. And he looked calm afterwards. He looked composed. He's been in this situation numerous of times when, with three or four games to go, it's still in anyone's hands. I think the disappointment for him, and probably all the fans at home that have watched and all those that have travelled, is it's no longer in our hands. That's what we had hold of. That's what we could control. Now it's, to a degree, out of our control. It's up to Bolton to go and get promoted. But what I will say is they have a tough run in. And sometimes the ones that you expect to win are the ones that catch you out. For us, it's about having to win all three games that we have remaining, and it's more pressure on us. If you want to get promoted, you have to deal with the pressure. Tonight we didn't. Hopefully we can in the remaining games.
Certainly no Wembley hangover for Wickham. They lost in the EFL Trophy final on Sunday to Peterborough. Had spells, had a couple of decent opportunities. Actually, Joe Wildsmith made a very good save toward the end. It could have been worse for Derby, I guess is what I'm saying.
It could. Quite easily could have been. We lost our kind of control of the situation. And as Paul alluded to there, it's understandable. I don't think anyone was out there to not get the 3 points. But in that second half, it felt like it was never going to come. In the first half, it felt there was opportunities. And if you continued to play forward quickly, I thought the back line of Wickham looked vulnerable. I thought Washington got into good positions. Mendes Lang got in behind and we didn't take those chances. But in the second half, the game kind of petered away from us and we didn't have the quality to kind of withstand sustained pressure in around the box of Wickham. And on another day, we could have lost the point. So it might be a vital point. It probably doesn't feel like that for anyone at the moment, again, because it's out of our hands, but there will be twists and turns from now until the end of the season.
Derby will get one more chance to try and clinch that record for away wins at that trip to Cambridge, one of just three games remaining for Derby now between now and the end of the season. No record for them tonight, just the point away at Wickham. Let's bring you some more reaction. Here's Kane Wilson.
Disappointing. It's not our best. I think we split the game into two halves, which obviously is first half. We probably had the better chances. We probably should have scored maybe one, two, maybe three. But second half, we didn't really lay a glove on them, I don't think, and it was disappointing.
It's not like you touched on the chances there, especially first half. It's not like there was a lack of chances. It's just, was it just feel like one of those nights in the end?
Yeah, sometimes it is. Like after the second, it does, that anxiety does start to build. Like, I just put it in the back of the net, someone, which obviously is. It's everyone's responsibility. It's not just the strikers, it's not just the wingers, it's not just the attacking midfielders. It's everyone's responsibility. But yeah, sometimes it's just one of them nights, and it ends up being maybe take the draw because Joe made a really good save in the second half, and maybe they had the best chance. So it's not ideal.
You think the second half, with the lack of chances, it just came down to more frustration in the end that you weren't able to break them down, especially in the first half?
Yeah, that's probably the perfect word, really, frustration. You need to win the game, you want to win the game, and when it doesn't happen, you get frustrated, you start looking inwards, you're looking at your teammates, and we can't let that start happening. We have to really now dig in as a team. The three games left, 9 points, so we go for it.
Point on the road's never normally a bad result. Is it just a lot of dejection at the minute because of the stage of the season we're at?
Yeah. Obviously, point on the road in normal circumstances maybe isn't the worst. You say Wickham's a hard place to come and you take it, but if I'm being honest with myself, that's not my moment. I think we should win that game. I'm disappointed we haven't won that game, and but there's no point dwelling. The game's gone. We look in the front view mirror, not the rear. So it's on to the next.
It's important, obviously, like you say, that to not get too down now. Is that the main message in the dressing room?
Yeah, not get too down. You can listen. Sometimes sadness isn't the worst thing, frustration isn't the worst thing, because it can be a motivator in a different circumstance, but no point dwelling. I think that's the most important thing. I think we get on the coach, off the coach, wherever it is, lads have got to put it to bed, move on and look at Saturday.
Yeah, there isn't much time to dwell at all with Leighton Orient on Saturday. It's another big game, another one that you're going to be wanting to win in front of a big crowd.
Yeah, we'll be back in tomorrow dissecting that performance there, recovering and getting ready for Saturday, because we're going to have all the Rams there like cheering us on, so it's massive really. And like tonight, even at the end, they stayed there, they clapped us off when ideally a Ram who's come all the way down here has just maybe seen their team let it go from being in their hands. They stood there, clapped us off, so we have to really appreciate that.
And Derby defender Kane Wilson, results from last night and tonight, just the one other game this evening. Peterborough doing what they needed to do, beating Port Vale by 3-0. Harrison Burrows, who scored twice for them at Wembley on Sunday, on target again for them tonight from the penalty spot. This is what it all means for the table. Portsmouth can now not just clinch promotion on Saturday at Bolton, they can win the league as well. They're 7 points clear of the Rams, who are 2 ahead of Bolton, but they have the game in hand. Peterborough 6 behind Derby with 2 in hand. Remember that Bolton play Peterborough on the final day of the season. Playoff race looking interesting as well. Oxford in that spot for now. Lincoln, Blackpool, Stevenage all with a chance of sneaking in. At the other end, the Burton Albion climb out of the bottom four tonight without playing, thanks to Port Vale's defeat to Peterborough. Wickham get another point, they're now 12 clear of danger. And that's all from us for now. If you do want more reaction to tonight's game, it'll be on the website dcfc.co.uk. We're back Saturday for another massive game. Goodbye.